Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Samach Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis of the Mishnah. Ha'oimel isha ha'iskat shili amanas she'adabelech alayech leshiltoin ve'asei makafoyel dibe alei leshiltoin ve'asei makafoyel mekudeshes v'imlav eina mekudeshes. If a man said to a woman, be betrothed to me on condition that I speak to the governor on your behalf or I work for you like a paid worker, then if he fulfilled this condition and did so, then she is mekudeshes. If not, she is not mekudeshes. Amanas she'yutza abba Ratsa'av Mukudeshes Vimlav Eina Mukudeshes. If he says on condition that my father wishes it, then if his father wishes the marriage, she is Mukudeshes. If not, she is not Mukudeshes. Mesa'av Hoiza Mukudeshes. Mesa Ben Melamde Sa'av Lo Moshe Eina Reitza. If the father died, then she is Mukudeshes. But if the son died, we instruct the father to reject the marriage. The Gemara says, Rav Amar Vuhu Shenosan La Shava Putta Alan Kaiman. Rav says, we're referring to when he also gave her a putta amount as the Kedusha money. Do we always require separate kedushin money to be given whenever a condition was made? Rather, when the Mishnah said that I will speak to the governor, and he did so, when her benefit from that was actually worth the shavaputta, then she is mekudeshes without paying separate money. And that I'll work for you as a paid worker. If he did so and the work was worth a shavaputa, then she's mekudeshes. Otherwise, she's not. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav, said the case of acting like a paid worker is if she designated a certain seller and a certain place with which to hire him, so it's as if she's already paid him in advance for the work and he can now betroth her with it. Question is, b'makedusha, with what did he actually be makedusha? How did he take possession of the seller in order to betroth her with it? Kahid tanin and taman, it's like the Mishnah earlier in the first perek in Halacha Vav, it says, kol ha'naaseh domim ba'acher ken shezocha zeh nischayev b'chalifov. Any item that's used like money to buy something else, as soon as one person makes the acquisition, the other person becomes responsible for the other item. And here also, since he performed the task for her, she receives the task and he automatically receives the money, wherever it might be. And the Mishnah taught, Amanas she'yirtza abba, ratza av mekudeshes, leiratza eina mekudeshes. So we said that on condition that my father wishes it, if his father ends up wishing the marriage, then she is mekudeshes. If not, she's not mekudeshes. Stamo in a roitze. Mesa av hoiza mekudeshes, stamo roitze. Mesa ben melamden sa'av loima in a roitze, stamo roitze. Now the Mishnah implies he has to verbalize his support, but if not, we can't assume that he wished it and she is not mekudeshes. But when the Mishnah taught that if the father died, she is mekudeshes, this assumes that he does wish it. Now after this, the Mishnah then taught, if a son died, we instruct the father to say that he does not wish to have the marriage. This again implies that we assume he does wish it. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan, would a Mishnah switch back and forth in this way, that Stama Eina Roitze, then Stama Roitze, and Stama Eina Roitze, backs and forwards? Amale Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Reliane Aliba, At Shal Mila Bekedushin, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're asking a matter of Kedushin to this miserable Yanai? Chaz Rabbi Yochanan, Yopata Masnitha, Amanas Yirtza Abba, Rotza Av Mekudeshes, Vimlav Eina Mekudeshes, Bo'im Amanas Dur Amar, Behulay Amar. Rabbi Yochanan then continued to explain the Mishnah. He said, on condition that my father wishes it, that case is referring to when the father was required to verbalize it, but because the father didn't, she is not Mekudeshes. Mesa'av, Hariza Mekudeshes, Commander Amar, that if the father died, then she is Mekudeshes, as if the father said it that he agreed, because being signed, it is considered that he has agreed. Mesa ben melamdesa'av loima eini roitze dehavi commander ama. If the son died, we instruct the father to reject the marriage because the father was signed until now, as if he explicitly agreed to it. Amar Bizeira Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosi a question. Yochil Rabbi Yochanan mifta masnisa heich duboy. Can Rabbi Yochanan explain the Mishnah as he wishes? Rabbi Yochanan was surprised that Rabbi Yochanan explained in the first case that the condition was that he has to verbalize the agreement, but in the latter case he was only required to refrain from protesting. Now, and also furthermore, the first case was specific, but the latter case was much more general. Would a wish to be arranged in this way? Amarle Rabbi Yosi answered to Rabbi Yochanan, Kena Rabbi Shimon ben Levi lo mismana Rabbi Michlal ba'as achad upart ba'as achad. Yes, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said that Rabbi did not refrain from making a general statement in one place and a specific statement in another case. Amar Rabbi Yosi masnisa amakein, amanashi yeshli beis kor afa klal, b'mokam ploini Pratt. Rabbi Yossi says, I have a support for that. The earlier Mishnah is also formulated in this way because if he said, on condition that I have a base course sized piece of land, this is a general statement. And if he then says in a certain place, that's a specific statement. Now we continue with the next Mishnah. Ha'oimer, kedashti es biti ve'eni yodeh lemi kedashtia, uva echad va'oma ani kedashtia, ne'eman. If a man said, I accept the kedushin from my daughter, but I don't know from whom, and someone came and claimed that he was the groom, then he is believed. Ze'oimer ani kedashtia, ve'oimer ani kedashtia, shneim noisnim get, ve'morzu echad noisnim get, ve'echad koines. If two people came along, each claiming that they were the groom, then they have to both give her a get, but if they wish, one can give her a get, and the other one can finish off and perform the suin with her. And the Gemara asks the question, Mao ne'eman, what does the Mishnah mean with the words, he is believed? Shmuel ama ne'eman letin get, asi ama ne'eman lechnois, Ravuna b'shem Rav ama ne'eman lechnois, v'b'yuchin ama ne'eman lechnois, v'lemeidim imenu dava acher. Shmuel said he's believed that he has to give her a get. Asi said that he may even perform the suin with her. Ravuna, quoting Rav, said he may even perform the suin with her. V'yuchin said he may even perform the suin with her, but one cannot learn from here to anywhere else. Mao ein lemeidim imenu dava acher. Now, what did that just mean when he said you can't learn from here to anywhere else? Achas misadrisai mechalti v'eni yedeh lemi mechaltia ba echad v'ama ani lekachtia la komemenu. In a case when a person said, I sold one of my fields, I don't know to whom, and a person came and said he was the one that bought it, he's not believed, and the Chum were only lenient here to prevent the women from becoming unable to marry, which is not relevant in the case of a field. After Kedushin Cain, Ha'isha sha'oma niskadashti v'eni yodas lemi niskadashti v'echad v'ama ani kedashtia Here we follow the gisa of the Korban Eidah. In the case of Kedushin, it's also the same. If a woman came and said, I accept the Kedushin, but I don't know from whom, and a man came and claimed it was him, he is not believed. Masnith and Pliga are Rav. The Mishnah, though, in Yevamos is a question against Rav. If a person brought a get from overseas and said, in front of me it was written and in front of me it was signed, he may not marry the divorcee. And this is unlike Rav, who said that he is even believed to perform nesuin. And the Gemara answers, Taman huchzake ish is ish bifnei hakol, v'mhachale huchzake ish is ish ela bifnei shnayim. L'kashi yavo shnayim v'yomu zeu shekidesh. There she is known by everyone to be considered a married lady, but over here only two know of her status of being married, and when they come, they will identify the one who was makadisha. And Gemara asks a question, Masnisa, Pliga al Shmuel. We have a question against Shmuel from our Mishnah. There oime anikitashtia, vizerim anikitashtia, shneim noisim get, vimotse echad noisim get, vechad koines. If two people came, each claim that he was the groom, they have to both give her a get, and if they wish, one can give her a get, and the other one can perform nesuin with her. And this implies that a person is even believed to perform nesuin. The answer is, in that case, is when he said that he had betrothed to one of two people, but he does not know which one. Rabbi Yossi was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if one of the two came forward and performed the suin with her, we remove her from that marriage. This is only the case when each one said that they were Makadisha, and then one stepped forward and did Nesuin. But if one said he was Makadisha and he did Nesuin, and then a second one afterwards came forward and claimed that he was Makadisha, we do not believe the second one. But Tani Kenny, we've got a bris that supports that. Im Misha Konsa Ba'ache Va'ama Anikidashtia Lo Kole Menu. If after he performed Nesuin already, another man came and said that he'd been the one that was Makadisha, then he is not believed.